The extraordinary sound of steel drums there, all a part of the Latin Is America Festival here in East Lansing, coordinated through the MSU College of Music. Overall, the Latin Is America Festival is described as an artistic exploration of interwoven Latin American and U.S. cultures. It is off to the races today, and events take place all the way through the 27th of this month at various locations around the MSU campus, and it includes concerts, films, art exhibits, plays, and lots more. And we've got a couple of steel drum players in the studio here this morning. Jim Koviak is a member of the Steelheads steel drum band.
That's correct. I'm the director of the group.
You're the director of the group, and you reign from where? Where are you from?
Flint, Michigan, Mott Community College, and Mott Middle College High School.
Very good. And Mark Stone is a member of the Pan Jumbies. Hi, Mark.
Hey there.
You're from Oakland?
University.
Oakland University. Extraordinary.
Yep. Also the director of the group.
Okay, very good. Well, it's great of you to come in here. What is happening? You've got a performance of steel drum music today or tonight then?
That's correct. We've got an amazing cast of players. Andy Norell, of course, one of the most well-known steel drum players on the planet. And Relator, a Trinidadian vocalist. He's also going to be performing. Mark Walker, Etienne Charles. It's going to be a phenomenal concert. The MSU Big Band is performing. And all of this music is arranged for full big band and full steel band orchestras, which is unusual.
That was one of my top questions, was what constitutes a steel drum band? It's a lot more than just the drums themselves.
Well, the steel band itself is an orchestra, and down in Trinidad they play up to 120 players, so truly a complete orchestra.
Wow.
I learned to play the steel drums in West Virginia, West Virginia University, where one of the pioneers of the instrument, Ellie Manette, was living. And as he developed the instrument and his colleagues developed the instrument, they had the idea of developing a full range of sounds just like a symphony orchestra. And so we used to play classical music on Pan as well as jazz and calypso. And when you go down to Trinidad, you'll hear this massive sound. They have bass steel drums, huge 55-gallon oil barrels, played up to 12 of them at a time, and then all the way up to like the equivalent of the violin, which they call the tenor pan, which is just a single oil barrel cut very short with many small notes on it.
I'm sitting here trying to imagine what the first steel drum must have sounded like compared to the instruments that you guys play now. It's just a totally different universe.
Yeah, well,
it?
The earlier steel drums sounded more like a xylophone. They hadn't tuned the overtones yet. So the earliest steel pans were a little clunkier.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, actually, the early pans also have a beautiful sound. But what's different with the modern pan is they tune the overtone, so it has a very bright, resonant sound.
Jim, how were you first introduced to steel drum music?
Well, I actually went out and bought Andy Norell's first CD, which came out in the 80s when I was a percussion major at CMU. And then when I decided to go to grad school, I ended up at one of the schools that had one of the first college steel drum bands in the United States, and that was the University of Akron. And that's where I really got hooked on playing steel pan. And then my professor, Robert Honer, asked me to come back and start a band at CMU.
How about you, Mark?
Well, as I said, I went to grad school at West Virginia University, and Ellie Manette, who's one of the developers, creators of the instrument, was there. And I got there, and he had this big symphony of steel, 50-piece steel band, again, one of the early collegiate steel bands, and got totally hooked. They say pan has a jumbi in it. The word jumbi means something like spirit, and it's that, I think it happens to a lot of people. They hear that sound, and it just hooks them right away. And with my own students at Oakland University, I enjoy watching them have that same experience as they start to play the pan, and they just get hooked on the sound and the great music. And
I'm accustomed to hearing steel drum music, really maybe just one, with other players. It's hard for me to sit here and imagine how many at a time. How many steel drum players?
Well, I think tonight we're going to have about 30. But down in Trinidad, there'd be like up to four times that many. But with a 30-piece group that we'll have tonight, it's a really magnificent full sound, and that's not even including the big band. So It's going to be a really wonderful concert. And encourage listeners to come out to it. Encourage you to come out to it.
It really requires players to really play together as an ensemble more
Absolutely.
Than probably decades ago when maybe there might have been one. What other instruments typically play in a steel drum ensemble, Jim? You got drummers, you've got singers.
Right. There's also one of the parts of the steel band is called the engine room. And it has some of the original instruments from steel bands before there were any actual pitched instruments. And it's called the brake drum or the iron. And they're actual brake drums from cars, so they're just metallic percussive instruments.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of those along with some cowbells and shakers. And we've got a conga player and the drum set. And that's the group of musicians that just drives the whole rest of the band. And it's really an amazing, exciting sound, just the engine room itself.
Let's give a listen to it right now. That's you in there, Jim Koviak. We're hearing on the radio. I'm very curious how steel drum players end up in the band. You yourself were a percussionist, but do some come from non-percussion backgrounds?
Absolutely. I would say most come from non-percussion backgrounds, which is kind of another unique thing about the instrument.
Because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, anyone whose passion for music is harmony and melody is probably going to be less inclined to go the percussion route because there's less of that in the percussion world than there is if you're a horn player or a singer or a piano player. You're saying most of the people that end up in a steel band actually come from that harmony melody background. Is that right?
I would probably say so. What do you think, Mark?
Oh, yeah. A lot of my students are vocalists or guitar players, but many are percussionists as well. And to be a percussionist, we study melody and harmony just as much as any other instrument.
I'm oversimplifying a little bit. I do realize that percussion, they play xylophone.
And a lot of my students who are percussionists, they're coming from a background playing the marimba or so on. So they catch on to playing the steel pan quickly.
Okay. And where are you performing tonight? Tell us that.
We're performing at the MSU Community School of Music, and the concert starts at 7:30. And we're expecting a full house, so be sure to get there early. The rehearsals have been going extremely well. I'm really, really excited about this concert, and you won't forget it. It's something that you won't forget it, so you won't want to miss it.
Is there a website they can go to learn more about this? I imagine if you Google Latin is America, you're off to the races. So we'll just leave it at that.
That's correct, and I think there might even be a link to watch the internet live.
Okay.
Going to be live webcast. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Jim Koviak is with the Steelheads band, and Mark Stone is with the Pan Jumbies from Mott Community College and Oakland University, respectively, all part of the MSU Latin is America Festival. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We'll